This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Running around the world this morning, literally my world, and taking care of business, I run into a woman that's from England. She was English, and we began to spark up a conversation. And I loved it because I love the conversations because I can talk to her about a lot of the famous preachers that were over in England and Scotland and the such in her vicinity. And interestingly enough, I said, how's that disarmament working out for you guys over there? Well, she says, well, I've been in America now for 40 years, but my mother still lives over there. And I said, have you seen some of the videos? Because I know that you're having a migration problem with these people coming in from the Middle East. It's my understanding you have now 30 Muslim mayors in England alone and your area outside of England. And she said, yes, that's true. She said, we have a real problem with stabbings in England now. I said, have you ever seen that video where your police over there, because they aren't armed, they were trying to taser this Muslim that was trying to swipe at them with a machete? She said, yes, this is very common. I said, can I ask you something? I said, why are your police disarmed? She said, they believe over there that it makes them safer. I said, well, how's that working out for them? I said, this individual with the machete in his hand, this migrant that came from the Middle East, namely a Muslim, was trying to kill these police officers. I believe that there were 7 to 10 police officers trying to taser him, friends, because they're disarmed over there. They think it's safer disarmament. And I said, well, how's that working outside of the police? I said, how's that working on a personal level? She said, my mother still lives over there in England. And she said that her mother has a wad of cash in a certain part of her house in a cupboard. And she said, not if it happens, but when it happens, her mother's prepared to show an intruder where her belongings are so they can steal her belongings in hopes that they do her no harm. And that totally reminds me of what they're doing, because this is European law, friends. It's lawlessness. These people are sick in the mind. And when I'm talking about European law, keep in mind it's administered by them that are protected by security detail, once again. But I remember hearing a story of a woman who was violated so many times, over and over and over again, literally. And what she did at length, because she was robbed of her possessions and her goods, she at length put up chicken wire around her house. This is a true story. And after she put up that chicken wire around her house to protect her, because she didn't have a gun to protect herself any longer, what she did is she resorted to that chicken wire in hopes that it would protect her. The government found out about the chicken wire that she put up around her house. She was taken to court by the authorities, as they call them over there in England. And the judge, if you want to call him that, said to the woman, you need to take down and remove the chicken wire lest you hurt one of the intruders. I kid you negative. And friends, you need to keep in mind that this is what's knocking on your door right now in this country. It's the same mindset. As a matter of fact, in just a couple of moments, what we're going to do is talk about how the Nazis used gun control. And the reason I'm bringing that up is because on sonsoflibertymedia.com, a Parkland teacher, you know where that alleged shooting took place there in Florida? One of the teachers there at Parkland called a pro-Second Amendment student, Kyle Kastchev, the Hitler type. And there's nothing new under the sun, friends. These are the same people, these useful idiots, that are being used to accuse others of what they themselves are guilty of until everybody's disarmed and then everybody is taken out. And by the way, that is a fact. That is a fact. Going back over to England, this was in the Telegraph, the NRA magazine. It's got two pictures of two women severely beaten. I mean, to the point of it's not only shocking, but it's very offensive. Annie Hendrick and Sally Skidmore are two women in their 80s who were beaten in their homes. And this, again, is two more reasons, if they're needed, as to why vulnerable householders must have the right to defend themselves against violent intruders. But for some reason or another, the people over there in England think that they're safe by disarming themselves before them that have not, namely the criminals that didn't apply for a permit. Now what they're having over there in England, friends, said this woman to me this morning, is they're having an issue with stabbings. And she looked at me and she said, you know, to possess or own a knife is illegal over in England as well. And I just thought to myself, what will happen to a people that depart wickedly from the living God? Well, I want to tell you what happens. When you go to Luke 11:21, this is what the Bible tells us. Common sense comes into play. And keep in mind that a child was used as the model of heaven. So a child understands this. But when you go to Luke 11:21, it says, when a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his place, his home, his goods are in peace. Of course they are. Of course they are. And how is it that people don't understand this? I also want to bring you back over to Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, the town of Kennesaw, Georgia, passed a law requiring that all able adults, except convicts, to have a gun. They've had only one murder from an out-of-state criminal with a gun. And have had no increase in crime or violence in 12 years that they have been armed. Well, the people of Kennesaw took it a step further. They went over to the local prison and they asked prisoners if they've ever thought about taking on Kennesaw and pillaging Kennesaw, spoiling Kennesaw. And the criminals, there was four of them. I had this on my video. If you'd like to check it out, it's called My War on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the store, My War. And this is a part of the documentary. But it shows these four criminals saying that we wouldn't go into Kennesaw, Georgia and attempt to rob or hurt them people because Kennesaw, Georgia is an armed people. Of course, common sense comes into place. Wow, America. If you don't think it can happen here, I want to tell you something, friends. It's already in motion. The authorities that be, that have been given unlimited power, which is not given to them or delegated to them by us, are at work disarming you even today.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is an authentic, genuine chaser of truth. He and the Sons of Liberty Radio.com bring back long forgotten lessons in history relevant to what is happening in America today. He has a word in his heart as a burning fire that cannot be contained. Listen today, a life change for good.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you'd like to check us out on Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1 double E, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. If you'd like to jump over onto our YouTube page, do yourself a favor and do so. You'll love the videos. If you'd like to check that out, it is Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean, double E, Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean, YouTube. And if you'd like to call in at any time, please stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. In Parkland, Parkland High School in Florida there where that alleged shooting took place a couple months back, a teacher called a pro-Second Amendment student, Kyle Kastjov, the Hitler type. Isn't that crazy? I mean, there's useful idiots in every bunch, isn't there, friends? And useful idiots, if they understood who called them useful idiots, would think twice about playing the useful idiots in the hands of the totalitarian government. But what we're talking about right now, folks, is almost the unthinkable. It really is. And by the way, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do keep in mind that this coincides with everything that we're talking about today. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, friends. Because this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. We do our own due diligence to understand our history, not what they're trying to recreate it to be, because they're trying to recreate the reality that they want you to believe is our reality. Through the revisionists, through those that are attempting to rewrite history and modern history, folks, think about what's going on here. The powers that be today, unlawfully in so many different aspects, friends, are attempting to disarm you. They're attempting to brainwash you. Sam, can you pull up Eric Holder, attorney Eric Holder, talking about how he wants to brainwash namely the young people and the new generation that are up and coming. You can check that out. It's on our YouTube page as well. And when you get that pulled up, will you let me know so we can go ahead and play it for the people so they can understand that I'm not creating this in my own mind. I'm not using fear tactics, friends, to try to get you to believe that the government is out of control. No, friends, this government is way out of control, okay? It's not even close to what you think it is concerning how bad has it become and how bad it has become in so many different ways. The bottom line here, friends, and I speak this to law-abiding citizens, those that are continuously, yes, those that are continuously being dummied down. Here, let me take a break here, friends. Yes, it should pull right up. I was mixing up that signal. Forgive me. Folks, let's go ahead and listen to Eric Holder really quick. Check this out. This is Eric Holder, former Attorney General under Barack Hussein Obama, the foreigner criminal sodomite himself. Listen to this.
The school board to make a part of every day some kind of anti-violence, anti-gun message. Every day, every school, at every level. One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this. It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Did you hear that? I didn't say that. Attorney General Eric Holder, the criminal himself. You know, it's interesting, friends, because I reiterate this point. That those that serve we the people are to uphold the law, not to tear it down. So what happens when they begin to tear it down? What direction do you think the country's going to go? And why is it that they're so busy trying to brainwash the up-and-coming generation? Why do you suppose that it's so important to keep in the news gun crimes all the time? And folks, keep in mind, especially you law-abiders, they're always accusing the law-abiding citizen in this country that owns weapons for the crimes of those that are criminals committing a crime with the weapon. Isn't that crazy? Well, I want to tell you something. We are now in the times that, as Lieutenant Colonel Jeff Cooper rightly said, that if a violent crime is to be curbed, it is only the intended victim who can do that. The felon does not fear the police. He fears neither judge nor jury. Therefore, what he must be taught, namely the perpetrator of the crime, therefore what he must be taught is to fear his victim. And who is that? The one that has the right to bear arms. And don't ever forget it. Going back to this again, and I don't mean to be so back and forth here, but I am trying to give a balance on both sides, folks. Isn't it interesting when you look at the United Nations and how they have that pistol with the gun snub tied in a knot right in front of the United Nations building in New York there? Isn't that interesting, friends? Wow, that's really cool. That's neat how you guys did that. I don't know how you did that, but obviously the message is we need to disarm. We need to get rid of guns. But isn't it interesting as well, friends, when you take the time and pull the curtain back and walk inside of the building, the first thing you see is armed guards. And see, they want you to believe that they keep the peace. These are the same people, the United Nations, that are using tanks and machine guns and RPGs and you name it. Friends, to keep the peace. And it's okay for your kids to help keep the peace in their unconstitutional wars as well, concerning corruption in government and concerning unconstitutional wars, isn't it? And it's also interesting to note that those that are trying to disarm you, America, are those that, again, have security detail. Now, ask the question, why is it that you see fit to attempt to disarm we the people when we never delegated that authority to you in the first place? It only tells me that you're trying to get the upper hand on me, your employer. And why would you try to do that? There's only one reason. They're not working for you anymore, and they want absolute control over you and every aspect of your life. Ben Franklin said, no free people will ever be disbarred the use of firearms. No free people will ever be disbarred the use of firearms. No free people, friends, will ever be disbarred the use of firearms. No free people. Do you hear me? You 270 million gun owners out there, that are under assault by the current administration, the past administration, the administration before that, and the administration before that, and the administration before that. I hope you're listening. See, because again, your Second Amendment right declares the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, period. And of course, everybody knows that listens to this show and has a little common sense that where guns are mandatory, crime completely plummets. We all know that. I have different statistics for you outside of the ones that I usually use. What happens when governments disarm their citizens? Well, when you go to Turkey, who disarmed its citizens in 1915 to 1917, they murdered 1.5 million Armenians. Whoa! Man, I guarantee you they were selling you the same thing back then. They were selling them the same thing, I'm sorry, that they are selling you today. Look at these bad guns. Look at how destructive they are. Look at they kill people. Look at this, that, and the other thing. And they never show you the lives that are saved by guns. But that's all you have to do is look at their sidearm to understand why they themselves are armed. Because they don't want to lose their lives neither. In 1929, Russia disarmed its citizens, and between 1929 and 1953, they murdered 20 million Russians. I'm sorry. And keep in mind, during that time, Joseph Stalin, the people of Russia looked at Joseph Stalin that was murdering his own people as the father of their nation. And also keep in mind, the president back during this time, not only was Stalin Times Man of the Year again a couple times, but also keep in mind President Roosevelt had Americans calling this murderous dictator, Joseph Stalin, who killed 20 million of his own people, he had the American people calling Joseph Stalin Uncle Joe. So don't tell me it can't happen here. In 1935, China disarmed its citizens, and between 1948 and 1952, they murdered 20 million Chinese people. It wasn't just through disarmament, friends. Man-made plague, so on and so on. I mean, this is crazy. And it's interesting, they still praise Stalin. They still praise Mao Zedong, who is responsible for murdering the great-grandparents of the present generation. How stupid can people become that depart from God? That is the definition of reprobate right there. Romans 1:24. Read it when you get a moment. 1938, we all know Germany disarmed its citizens, and between 1939 and 1945, they murdered 16 million dissidents, Jews, gypsies. Wow, really? The government did that? Yep, and it's the same government that was telling them the same things that your government is attempting to tell you today. We're going to come right back to this, friends. What happens when governments disarm their citizens? And we're also going to get over to how the Nazis use gun control. And folks, some of this stuff is pretty crazy. Craziness, craziness, craziness. Be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. I wanted to highlight something about my conversation that I had with this woman from England this morning, and I forgot to tell you concerning the Muslim over there that was trying to machete the police. There was probably 7 to 10 police officers trying to taser him. I wanted to let you know that the government has become so corrupt over there. I mean, folks, by the way, it's filled with pedophiles. Just so you understand, there's a huge correlation here, okay? But it's interesting to note that when that Muslim was trying to kill these police officers, he was literally chasing the police officers who were attempting, if they had the opportunity to do so, to taser him. Do you know why the police had been disarmed over there? Do you know why they were trying to just taser him so they could arrest him? Because they want to rehabilitate them. Well, listen, train up a child in the way he will go or she will go, and when he or she are old, they will not depart from it, okay? The Muslim's bringing his culture with him, and they want to rehabilitate him. You know, that's called, the definition of that is a glutton for punishment. And also keep in mind, friends, what they're doing is teaching a society to become lawless. There's no consequence for anything that you do wrong in violation of God's moral law. That's Satanism. And I also want to tell you, do you remember in 1 Samuel, because some people will say, well, Bradley, Luke 11:21, where it says, when a strong man armed keeps his palace, his goods are in peace. You know, I mean, out of the mouth of two or three, let it be an established word, right? Well, let's go over and see why in 1 Samuel 13:22, why the children of Israel were subjected to the Philistines, and how was it that the Philistines had absolute control over the Israelites outside of their disobedience because of Eli, Hophni, and Phinehas. That's how it first became. And then once they were subject to be servants to the Philistine, you know what they did? The only way that that could happen is when they disarmed them. It tells us in 1 Samuel 13:22, so it came to pass in the day of battle, when it was time to go take back what belonged to them, and to throw off their oppressors, namely the Philistines. This was right after Samuel anointed Saul to become king. And God said, listen, they're not rejecting you, Samuel. They're rejecting me. Give them a king that they want. So God gave him a king, and his name was King Saul. And so in saying that, when the Spirit of the Lord is on King Saul, the anger and the indignation of the Lord is upon him, and he went after the oppressors of the children of Israel. And I want you to listen carefully how it was, again, that the Philistines were controlling those of the children of Israel. So it came to pass in the day of battle, there was neither sword nor spear found in the hand of any of the people that were with Saul and Jonathan. There's your answer right there. That there was neither sword nor spear found in the hand of any of the people that were with Saul and Jonathan, but with Saul and with Jonathan, his son, they were found. They were the only ones that were armed. That's how the Philistines were controlling the children of Israel. Okay? Again, common sense. So don't think that this is just happening today, like someone turned a light on and said, wait a second, man, I didn't know this. Listen, I want to be the one to bring about the light in your dark life, to give you understanding in all sincerity when it comes to the issue in which we're talking about even today. Again, what happens when governments disarm their citizens? I already told you what happened in Turkey, Russia, China, Germany. Now let's go over to Cambodia real quick. These are different statistics. Cambodia disarmed its citizens, and between 1975 and 1977, they murdered 1 million educated people. You need to understand, lawless people don't care who you are. If you ever take a look at the mob, I remember Bugsy Siegel, the guy that came up with what you know as Sin City, Las Vegas, namely the flamingo first and foremost. He said, you don't have to worry about anybody taking us out except our own. See, when you are dominating through oppressive, totalitarian, lawless means, you're giving yourself over to the enemy of your souls. Keep in mind, the end aim is destruction of mankind, but you got to keep in mind, bad guys, you're in the mix too. You just don't know it yet. Okay? And I've shared that. But the bottom line is in judgment, everybody goes. God will glean the field. If you're in hell, the Lord will bring, he'll go to hell and he'll deal with you. He doesn't care where you're at. In judgment, he will be very thorough, and it includes all of us if we're going to fall to this sort of indoctrination, let me say it this way, or false doctrine. Going to 1964, Guatemala disarmed its citizens, and between 1964 and 1981, they murdered 100,000 Mayan Indians. 1970, Uganda disarmed its citizens, and between 1971 and 1979, they murdered 300,000 Christians. By the way, that's who it's all aimed at. In Australia, they have disarmed its citizens, and a year later, the homicide rate in the largest province is up 300%. Of course! And guess who the prey is, friends? The burglaries of seniors is dramatically up. Of course! An easy prey. Well, I guess the bottom line is, I guess the criminals didn't turn in their weapons, right? Only the law-abiding citizens, the innocent people, turned in weapons ignorantly, might I add. Only the innocent, law-abiding citizens turned in their weapons, only to be slaughtered. This is history, America. In U.S. cities with the highest crime rates, taking guns away from the citizens has not lowered the homicide rate at all. All it's done is to make it easier for criminals to operate. Of course! And let me remind you that the Second Amendment is not about duck hunting or deer hunting. It's about having the ability and the right to defend oneself and your family against all oncomers, friends. It doesn't matter if that threat is a burglar or the federal government. A disarmed population is fair game. And it's interesting, friends, we need to put this into perspective. The Second Amendment is not about duck hunting. No, you're right, it's not. And if we turn it around, a disarmed population is the fair game for any individual who may aspire to become a dictator in this country by having you disarmed. So, America, you need to turn it back on those that mean to disarm you. No, you're right, sir. It's, you know, it's not about duck hunting, but I want to ask you something. Why is it that you're trying to make us fair game through your dictatorship then? I mean, having its citizens armed was the plain and simple intent of the founding fathers of our country. And by the way, it is very scriptural. Very scriptural. Again, read Luke 11:21, and in contrast, understand why it was that the children of Israel were subject to their oppressors. It tells us the answer in 1 Samuel 13:22. And again, common sense comes into play. Walked into a, we were doing high school assemblies, I believe it was in Missouri, walked into a store, it said, unarmed, no guns allowed, proudly unarmed, yes, believe it or not. Walked in the store, I said, do you have any idea what you're telling criminals? The girl, the young girl behind the counter said, yes, rob us. That's exactly right, I said. That's exactly right. You're putting a sign on your door telling criminals how easy it is and who it is that should be robbed. Folks, there's even buttons out there. There was a woman one time who had a tight dress on. She was showing the world everything. Read the second commandment, or I'm sorry, not the second, but the seventh commandment in Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, Romans 13, concerning what she was showing. She was just as guilty as the guy looking at her is what I'm trying to tell you. Well, this woman was walking down the street, and she just happened to have a button with a pistol on it, on a target, with a big slash through the gun. And it said, proudly unarmed. Can't make it up, America. You really can't. And I want to tell you again, it gets sicker than this. And I shared that with you during the first segment and the second segment. You need to understand gun control is not about guns, but it's about control, period. Period. And to prove my point, when you go to an article called How the Nazis Used Gun Control, the Weimar Republic's well-intentioned gun registry became a tool for evil. Of course it is! There's so much clarity in that statement right there. The perennial gun control debate in America did not begin today, America. The same arguments for and against were made in the 1920s and the chaos of Germany's Weimar Republic, which opted for gun registration. That's how it started. It's exactly what they're trying to do today. Law-abiding persons complied with the law, but the communists and Nazis committing acts of political violence did not. Of course. Hey, by the way, folks, what I just said, if you put that into the definition of what a false flag attack is, that shows you that you have brown shirts in America at work today, clearly. In 1931, Weimar authorities discovered plans for Nazi takeover in which Jews would be denied. And it wasn't just the Jews, by the way. It was gypsies. It was dissidents. Anybody that would stand against the ideologies of Adolf Hitler were taken out as well. So let's just quit talking about how it's just the Jews. Okay, because it wasn't just the Jews. I mean, if you look at Adolf Hitler's climb to power, the first thing he did is he started killing off his political opposition within. Okay, and it wasn't Jews, friends. Weimar authorities discovered plans for a Nazi takeover in which Jews would be denied food and persons refusing to surrender their guns within 24 hours would be executed. Well, let me tell you this. They were executed anyway at length. It had probably been a better way to go out, says anybody with a little bit of common sense and that understands our God-given rights, namely the Second Amendment. It had been better fighting for my rights to maintain my rights so I wouldn't have been executed within 24 hours or executed at length. But see, they didn't think things through, did they? Nope. They were cowards. is what they were. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Final segment coming up, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer, and this day of sissified Christianity sure is good to know that there's a man's man like Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Thank you, folks. 82 other radio shows to listen to, and you're listening to us. I'm humbled. You know, for all you listeners out there, I would love to get some phone calls from you and hear maybe even some testimonies of how you were armed and you fended off or you protected your family or you dealt with the criminal, to send the message to others to encourage them to take a stand when it comes to their God-given rights. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We're talking about how the Nazis used gun control. In 1931, Weimar authorities discovered plans for a Nazi takeover in which individuals who didn't fall to the dictates of Adolf Hitler would be denied food, and persons refusing to surrender their guns within 24 hours would be executed. I want you to also note that it wasn't Adolf Hitler doing it, friends. It was those that submitted to the crimes of Adolf Hitler and his lawlessness. Not to the Constitution of Germany. They were written by Werner Best, a future Gestapo official. In reaction to such threats, the government authorized the registration of all firearms and the confiscation thereof if required for public safety. Friends, notice what it's being used for. It's not for public safety. It's for making the public a prey before those that meant to genocide every single one of them. That's the history, friends. The Interior Minister, warned that the records must not fall into the hands of any extremist group. No, of course not, because they were the extremist group without telling you. But in fact, they were telling the people if you would pay attention to the details. The devil is always found there. In 1933, the ultimate extremist group led by Adolf Hitler seized power and used the records to identify, disarm, and attack political opponents and Jews. To identify, disarm, and attack political opponents and Jews. Constitutional rights were suspended by the criminal, and mass searches for and seizures of guns and dissident publications ensued. What's happening right now, America? What's been happening in your country? Through the collection of data illegally. Facebook just got popped doing it. The NSA got popped doing it. How many organizations and bureaucracies have been busted collecting data on gun owners in this country? We've even had some useful idiots in other cities and other states that are actually, they call themselves journalists, that are actually taking gun owners and a list of their names and publishing them in the papers. By the way, that went so far until someone actually had the internal fortitude to stand up and do it to the person that called himself a journalist. It didn't fare very well after they stood up against this journalist, as he called himself, when he published all of their information. Well, when they did it back, I'll tell you what, that's when it stopped. That's right. That's exactly right. Police revoked gun licenses of social Democrats and others were not politically reliable. See, this is what happens when you have party affiliations, friends. I mean, in this country, we're ruled by law, not by party. And by the way, there should be no 103 party affiliations. We are a constitutional republic. One law, period. Okay? No Democrats, no Republicans, just we magnify the moral law of God, the Mosaic Institution. During the 5 years of repression that followed, society was cleansed by the National Socialist regime. Undesirables were placed in camps where labor made them free, and normal rights of citizens were taken from those that opposed Adolf Hitler. The Gestapo banned independent gun clubs and arrested their leaders. Listen carefully. Gestapo counsel Werner Best issued a directive to the police forbidding issuance of firearm permits to those that didn't fall in line. In 1938, Hitler signed a new Gun Control Act. Now that many enemies of the state had been removed from society, some restrictions could be slightly liberalized, especially for Nazi Party members, but Jews were prohibited from working in the firearm industry, and 22 caliber hollow point ammunition was banned. The time had come to launch a decisive blow to the communities that refused to submit to Adolf Hitler, to render it defenseless so that its ill-gotten property could be redistributed as an entitlement to the German folk. In other words, the magistrates. To those that were in line with Adolf Hitler, go ahead, you can have their property and their property and their property. Oh, it matters not, man. I'm going to keep you guys satisfied so you keep me in power. So what they did is they stole the lands of the people. And Adolf Hitler gave them to his subordinates. Friends? The Germans and the Jews were ordered to surrender all of their weapons, and the police had the records on all who had registered them. Even those who gave up their weapons voluntarily were turned over to the Gestapo. This took place in the weeks before what had become known as the Night of Broken Glass. By the way, keep in mind, that took place in the synagogues, okay? So that proves, again, when the church fails to be the moral compass of society, society goes to a lawless state, right? Well, that's exactly why judgment begins in the house of God. Well, what do you think Night of the Broken Glass was? Judgment begins in the house of God. Night of the Broken Glass occurred in November of 1938. That the Jews were disarmed before it, minimizing any risk of resistance, is the strongest evidence that the pogrom was planned in advance. An incident was needed to justify unleashing the attack. An incident was needed to justify unleashing the attack. That's why when we talk about people that have the internal, folks that love God enough and love you enough to tell you the truth, that there's false flag over it, concerning crimes that are being committed against we the people without any evidence given unto us. We know that in America today, it's the brown shirts at work that are actually creating the incident in which they needed, like that of what allegedly took place in Las Vegas, and like that of what allegedly took place in Parkland, Florida, because we still don't have any evidence whatsoever of anything that took place in those particular schools, friends, or at the Mandalay Bay Casino in that of Las Vegas. There's no videos that have been released showing the American people having any evidence. But look what came out of it. Protest, a gun debate, immediately. And then to find out that the permits were applied for 2 months before this incident allegedly took place in Parkland, Florida. You go ahead and take the bait, America. That's your bad. But I'm giving you history right now. Listen carefully. The Jews were disarmed, minimizing any risk of resistance. It's the strongest evidence that the pogrom was planned in advance. In other words, it was already a false flag attack. They created it. Their brown shirts committed the crime. An incident was needed to justify unleashing the attack. While that incident would be shooting of a German diplomat in Paris by a teenage Polish Jew, Hitler directed propaganda minister Joseph Goebbels to orchestrate the Night of the Broken Glass. The massive operation allegedly conducted as a search for weapons entailed the ransacking of homes and businesses and the arson of synagogues. Okay? SS Chief Heinrich Himmler decreed that 20 years be served in a concentration camp by any Jew possessing a firearm. Rusty revolvers and bayonets from the Great War were confiscated from the Jewish veterans who had served with distinction. 20,000 Jewish men were thrown into concentration camps and had to pay ransoms to get released. The U.S. media covered the above events, and when France fell to the Nazi invasion in 1940, the New York Times reported that the French were deprived of rights such as free speech and firearm possession, just as the Germans had been. The Frenchmen who failed to surrender their firearms within 24 hours were subject to the death penalty. And no wonder that in 1941, just days before the Pearl Harbor attack, Congress reaffirmed Second Amendment rights and prohibited gun registration. In 1968, bills to register guns were debated, with opponents recalling the Nazi experience and supporting denying that the Nazis ever used registration records to confiscate guns. The bills were defeated, as every such proposal has been ever since, including recent universal background check bills. As in Weimar, Germany, some well-meaning people today advocate severe restrictions, including bans and registrations, on gun ownership by law-abiding persons. Such proponents are in no sense Nazis any more than were the Weimar officials who promoted similar restrictions, and it would be a travesty to compare today's situation to the horrors of Nazi Germany in so many different ways. Still, as history teaches, the road to hell is paved with good intentions, friends. It's always paved with good intentions. Lieutenant Colonel Jeff Cooper was right, and I end with this. If a violent crime is to be curbed, it is only the intended victim who can do it. The felon does not fear the police, and he fears neither judge nor jury. Therefore, what he must be taught is to fear his victim. America, there's a whole lot of people out there that are armed. Law-abiding American patriots that are armed, and there's a reason that you are armed. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, talking 23. See ya!
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.